Good afternoon and welcome to Home Run, as always, with Helmut and Dwight on Eagle FM. It's a Monday, and you should see the smile in my face every time that I look at the calendar, you know, because in my head I'm going teacher, see, but well, we are not there yet.
What, Helmut? Why are you busy grilling? Let's rather say, you know,
most important civil servants.
Someone turns down my mic.
So some of our colleagues, yeah, they just love being dramatic. But anyway, not to complain about my colleagues here at the studio, but obviously, Helmut, please leave the teachers and police officers alone. Please. You know, just yesterday I met a nurse after my nephew's baptism party, mm-hmm. or during the baptism dinner. No, it wasn't dinner. It wasn't nighttime. It was lunch. Baptism, lunch. And then the person goes like, oh, so you're Dwight. I'm like,
Dwight, nice to meet you.
No.
Hang on a second.
It's not even like that. Uh-huh. It's people obviously, you know, our listeners, our, you know, other stakeholders, they're starting to recognize us, Helmut.
In a good way or in a bad way?
Good.
Okay.
Good way.
Thank
good
you.
Good way. Because they actually what's it? Compliment us on our insightful discussions, because none of the other radio stations are doing what we're doing. Mm. Which is obviously bringing insightful discussions, and that's throughout the course of the day. So once again, dear listeners, we thank you for
those compliments.
For those particularly encouraging words, because it means that we should not give up. Second scenario, obviously, is what we're here for, and which is also a third scenario encased in that. If you've not seen our socials as yet during the course of the day, I don't know where you've been, but I do hope that you have seen it at least, or someone has glossed in it.
Yeah.
Because we do have another particular number of miles engagement at the top of the hour at 5 o'clock.
It's one of those days.
It's one of those days. But before then, we're actually also going to start the particular discussion before then for the rest of our conversation. And it'll be slightly shorter in terms of this. So head over to our socials, specifically Facebook and Instagram and the other particular ones that you have to open up that you already have your apps for. Have a look there at the particular competition going on. If you don't know what it is about, this time it's asking about pasta brands this time.
Yeah. So, last time it was maize.
Yeah. Last time it was maize products. So this time it's pasta brands. So if you don't know, have a look. Go to our socials. Don't drop your answer there, please, Dochman. You have to call into us.
Yeah.
But only at 5 o'clock. Not
now.
Not like last week also. Not now. At 5 o'clock.
You know, one thing I like about this, this type of days. For the first time in, this is one of those days where we, this is one of those times where we often get, we get ladies to, calling in. I know that, when it comes to balancing out, when it comes to balancing the gender equality, we also participate, and I really appreciate you guys for, pitching in. I know we don't know, the kitchen for most of us is not our turf, but, call in and participate, and that is at 5.
Yeah,
that's at 5. But for now, we're just going to run through today's discussion, which has to do with the nutrition.
Yeah,
this is malnutrition, but on the bright side, this nutrition we're looking at nutrition
overall.
Yeah,
lovely nutrition. Here's one particular factor, Helmut, and so that our listeners know, if you have not seen our poster, it is actually there on our socials, but it's a key thing in terms of that nutrition is the actual overall goal. Okay, it's a sub-goal. It's not the overall goal. Apologies for that. It's not the overall goal. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay, so someone's gossiping about me. I hope it's good stuff. So it's the overall.
A lot of compliments pasta.
it's one of the talking points that obviously emanates from this, the particular discussion of the National Development Plan that was recently launched back in last week on Monday. Now, I had a whole range of interviews. Two of them were with economists. They were pretty insightful.
Yeah.
Very, you know, grounded in terms of the sectors in Namibia, Helmut. And then I went into a little bit more niche in the conversations, which was one of these that I've obviously got here, which we actually kept for this lovely show for the home run today. I was almost about to complain, but I don't want to. Which sets this particular scene correctly. Now, actually, I want us, Helmut, to first get the scene going in terms of the conversation that I had there with Mr. Ben Schoenig from the Nutrition and Food Alliance. Food Alliance, civil society organization.
There was this short way that you abbreviated it in the, you know, the short abbreviation of it that you are going to hear from the audio.
Mm.
So you don't have to trouble yourself with, with the whole long thing. But it's just, important to familiarize yourself, with what they do, because it basically goes to show that eating is not enough. We also first have to know, like,
Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia.
That's what?
NAFSAN. Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia. A civil society organization.
At least that's one that doesn't have NAM. Thank heavens. Yeah,
you're actually right there.
Yeah,
because I was stuck a lot because my brain kept jumping to anything Namibia based, and I was continuously corrected by Mr. Schoenig to say, "Dwight, focus, Dwight, focus." And I was like, "I'm trying, dude. I'm really trying it." But yeah, the important fact is actually that it signals a very good thing because we technically it's like a good, I think, a 12-minute discussion, so it's actually going
to
fit
so
within the time frame.
So we just have to, get that out of the way so that we can, we can now just say how many minutes we're going to be left with after that, and as we prepare for 5 o'clock, that's when we switch to the competition.
Yeah. So on that note, dear listeners, we're quickly going to be jumping directly into our first order of the day, which is basically listening to the engagement and the audio. Slightly apologies in terms of me saying good morning in that scenario, because obviously it was meant for a specific program. But however, since you haven't heard of it yet in terms of any of the particular shows we've had, this is the first time you're going to hear it here on the home run specifically in terms of that particular engagement.
All right.
And joining me this morning here on the Early Morning Scoop is Mr. Ben Schoenig, who is the director of the Nutrition and Food Security Alliance of Namibia. Mr. Schoenig, thank you for taking the time to talk to our listeners this morning on a particular development that started off on Monday of the National Development Plan 6 that was introduced.
Yeah, good morning.
Mr. Schoenig, just starting off on some of the subject matter, obviously, that pertains to NAFSAN's particular mandate or focus. This has to do with the agricultural sector and its importance in this discussion. One of the particular things is that in the first chapter, or the first pillar, sorry, not chapter, which is economic growth, agro-food processing sector and the agricultural sector have been designated as the first priority sectors in this discussion. If we look at the agricultural sector, how can it position itself regarding recent efforts to obtain food security and to combat malnutrition in Namibia specifically?
Yes, thank you so much. So I think if you look at NDP 6, you find agriculture in those two places, in the first pillar that you mentioned, and then under the human development area. So the first one is really looking at agriculture from a perspective of large-scale agriculture or SME development agriculture, and that mainly looks into the economic aspects of it for the country.
To all Eagle FM listeners, do you want to stand a chance to win a voucher of $500 Namibian dollars weekly? Answer this easy question. Please tell us, what are the three colors of the USAVE logo? Please SMS your answer to 081-200-4144 and tune in every Friday between 1:45 and 2:00 to find out if you are the lucky winner. The winner will be announced every Friday live on air between 1:45 and 2:00. Participate weekly to improve your chance. We'll save at USAVE.
But also of the large-scale food production. And that speaks basically to the first dimension of food security, and that is the availability. So how much does Namibia produce? How much does the country produce? How much food do we have available? That's the main focus, and that really focuses a lot on supporting large-scale food production, the value chain, so to make sure that the food really comes from the farm into the market and so forth. And then the second aspect is under the human development and health aspect, and that is where then the nutrition security or food security part comes in. And that is related to this another aspect, dimension of food security, and that is utilization or diet. Like, what do we eat? How do we eat it? And also related to access. Can people actually afford to buy food, to have enough food, and to have enough nutritious food? So this is where agriculture comes in. In the first part, it really looks at the large-scale and SMB part, and value addition. And the second part, it looks more into community, securing communities, household level, food security. And there we talk about education around what is the right nutrition, healthy diet, and so forth.
And leading us into the next particular dimension, which is economic differences between urban and rural populations. City of Windhoek recently has started with a backyard gardening urban sort of like agricultural program, but much emphasis has been on the rural populations and clusters. Do we see more these particular initiatives playing a more pivotal role in achieving the food security component, which then factors into the presence or the presence that you, that we've now highlighted in the two chapters of the National Development Plan?
Yes, I think what that alludes to is a more decentralized food production, and not to rely on big food farms, but to rather look into small-scale or household gardening, whether that's in the urban areas, and I think it's really important for the city of Windhoek and other cities to allow household food households to plant to grow their own foods to supplement their own diet, especially with healthy vegetables, fruits, which carry so many important micronutrients. That's one. But I think it's important that we really focus on the rural areas and support development in these areas, not just from a perspective of food production, but also to look into people's access of food. And if I may bring in one aspect that's not in the NDP 6 yet, but that we strongly promote together with other NGOs, and that is the issue of a universal basic income, for instance, that would enable especially rural communities to have a minimum amount of food, of money every month to spend. And most of this money, according to pilot projects and research, will be spent on food, on education, and also on economic development. So that would be one of the things that's not really directly in NDP 6, but that would be one powerful tool to strengthen the rural areas.
Exactly.
Because otherwise you have people moving more and more into the urban setting, and that's overwhelming the cities, and then we have again a problem in the rural areas when it comes to food production. And somebody was saying, especially among the youth, we need to make agriculture more sexy or attractive.
And this then obviously leads into the particular role that the food retail sector can play, because they form a very large part of the dimension in terms of the of how healthy eating, access to food, and support for households can be, if I can say, connected for fresh foods and healthy nutrition, or let me rather say healthy diets overall. How can this particular sector then position itself in this agricultural focus that is placed in the NDP6?
Yes, I think there one needs to look at the bigger retailers to really have an increased flexibility to really take on products from the local market. So that is one aspect.
Mm.
And I think on a large scale, we also need to think about which food items do we want to make attractive and which ones not so. Which, for instance, if you take the example of sugar, which had been made more attractive in 2010 when the government of, at the time, Parliament passed a law that exempted white and brown sugar from the VAT. So sugar is since then 15% cheaper, which is something that I would suggest, or we would suggest, to be reversed so that unhealthy food items like sugar actually become normally expensive and are not actually even subsidized.
Mm.
So that's the national level. And I think what we also need to look at, and that's more the regional level and the local authorities, to really allow more small-scale markets to emerge and then to offer fresh and diverse food more in a decentralized way, so that the food vendors and so forth are safe and secure to sell their food items without overly being overly restricted. So I think it's not just about the big retail shops, but we also need to think about small-scale food change or food supply change and values on a smaller level. And I think this is where we need a bit of more entrepreneurial spirit, but also an enabling legal environment at the local authority level to really allow vendors, food processors, small enterprises to come in and to have innovative solutions and to bring those innovative solutions to the respective markets.
Yep. Mr. Shenik, there's another key question that pops up, which is obviously the climate change discussion, because it seems that Namibia has a difficulty element in terms of anticipating, which is obviously natural, the occurrence of drought scenarios and ultimately also extreme weather events in its own particular space. Does it make the agricultural economic planning difficult in an NDP 6 scenario, for example?
Well, I think it puts definitely a challenge onto us. And I think the challenge here wakes us up to the fact that we cannot do business as usual, and we can't just use traditional or kind of chemical fertilizers and other mass production methods that are not healthy for the soil and are exposing the soil to even more, making it more vulnerable for climate change, drought, and so forth. So we need to really think of, and I'm not personally an expert, but some of our members, like the Namibia Organic Association or others, are in finding solutions towards agriculture that are much more agroecological friendly, that are organic, based on permaculture principles, so that we are more using nature itself and methods from, and institutions like NAST or UNEM do great research on how we can actually utilize microbiota in the soil or certain techniques, climate-smart agriculture, to really be more resilient. So I think the focus really needs to be around that. The Ministry of Agriculture is already moving in this. Civil society organizations are moving into that, but we really need to focus more on this type of climate-smart agriculture. In terms of measuring success, we really need to also pull together. And I appreciate what the president says about being accountable. And from our side as NGOs and academia, we also want to play our part in evaluating then the success on NDP 6, not just agriculture, also in health, education, and other areas. Because as civil society, we also play an important part in national development, and we would like to really work with government, not just on planning, but also on implementing, coordinating, and ultimately monitoring and evaluating the successes that we have and to eventually celebrate them in 2031.
Mm-hmm. 100%. Mr. Shenik, if there's still something you wanted to add that I might not have asked, you can still do so.
Well, I think it's definitely an exciting time. That now the NDP 6 is out, but I think there are still major challenges ahead of us. And I think the key challenge is really to stop operating in silos, whether it's within government or within civil society or between different actors. And secondly, to really think long term. A lot of the challenges we face are sometimes even intergenerational in nature, whether it's malnutrition, violence, educational challenges. So we really cannot succeed if we only think about 1-2 year projects, 2-3 year projects, or even this NDP 6, the 5-year plan, will not completely resolve all the issues we are facing. So we need to be more collaborative, and we need to be more long-term thinking, over generations even, if we really want to succeed in having a prosperous and diverse and happy nation.
And ladies and gentlemen, just on time, that brings us to the end of that audio. And as the, if you echo because of the loudspeaker recording that was going on, the message was, really hoping it came out clear wherever you were listening from, because when I did listen to it, it did come out just good enough for me to pick up the information that was shared. In regards to nutrition, but one part that got my attention was sort of like how this could be a very a good way, if it's practiced more. If it's decentralized in terms of practice, the agricultural initiative would actually be lessen the burden that we are seeing that is due to the influx of rural to urban migration, which is basically straining the resources in urban areas. And if you just look at the reasons why people are moving, it's mostly because we are a very centralized country.
Yep, yeah. We very much are.
Very much are centralized. And like we pointed out earlier, in 3 minutes, we are going to the competition. And at this point, I don't think anyone is listening to anything that we are saying about food security because, well,
this particular competition is pretty central to food security.
Yeah, it is central to food
and
security.
And actually nutrition. Hey man, it's not even a pun. It's literal facts, Helmut. You and I know it. We know it. Well, we should have had this conversation like 2 weeks back.
I read your comments on Facebook on the competition post, by the way. We'll talk about it tomorrow morning.
So some of you already are content for tomorrow, guys. But
I have a lot of content for tomorrow. Yeah. But, one thing that was pointed out with regards to the nutrition discussion from the audio that we just listened to was instead of leaving everything to commercial farmers, how about we do it in the way that the Ethiopians are practicing it. Now, when is it the Natural Resources Standing Committee from the National Assembly? Went to Ethiopia was that last year to sort of like observe what type of agricultural practices Ethiopia is practicing and how they where these agricultural practices meet their policies. And one thing that they learned that you find in that report is that they found out that the Ethiopian government advocates for something called cluster farming, where they bring together small scale farmers that have similarities in terms of what they would like to farm with, and then you have them basically doing their thing instead of leaving everything to just a centralized commercial farm to provide everything, because in that case, then in the event of a disaster, you have the Irish trouble on your hands.
Well, remember that the two Irish famines,
mm-hmm.
The one was because of environmental thing, meaning it was supposedly the last of the cold ages.
Potato blight.
The second one was the second one was potato blight.
Yeah.
So the potato blight is an issue space based on if you don't diversify what you're growing, like you explained. But the clustering is also an issue because the Indians also do a lot of cluster farming. Let me just get cluster farming correct. Cluster farming has to do with...
Bring together small-scale farmers.
In one spot.
Yeah, in one spot. And they do share a lot of things from seeds to, to hardwares.
So that they're not scattered everywhere else across the country.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. It sounds okay-ish, but cluster farming sounds similar to me like you... You know when they say speak as many and not as one, or act as a group and not as one?
Mm.
I think that's probably the scenario because cluster farming also seems to me that it tends to look like it might become resource
draining.
Yeah. Because if you've got like 500 small farmers,
mm-hmm.
let's say each one has got like 4 hectares each, multiply 4 times 500, so it was quite a size there of performance. But anyway, we're going to go into a short ad break, dear listeners. It's now the top of the hour at 5 p.m., almost at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
We did not do time reversal, nor did we get into a magical...
5 a.m. would be talking about a different type of nutrition. So,
Helmut!
I'll need a field after this.
Helmut, what? Anyway, guys, we're quickly going to a short break, come back, and we're going to start with the competition after that. We see the phone line is flashing. Don't worry. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Yep. Like they say, early bird catches the $500 Polana competition. That's only here at Eagle FM.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom, of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually... to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have a capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maundu tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe.
And welcome back. But before we continue, I owe everyone an apology because of the profanity that just came out here. Because that's very unprofessional, and should not have said that. Like ever, that don't let that reflect the image. The image of Eagle FM. That's not how things are done here. It's just that not an excuse at all. You shouldn't have said that. It's, the sound of headphones were out through the, sky high. And when we went to the ad break, the ads were basically blasting our ears off. Again, it's not an excuse and was very unprofessional. My apologies to everyone listening. Now, moving on to the competition, because we're already 5 minutes in, we are going to start taking calls. The line is 083-288-401. 083-288-401. And for those of you that have seen our our poster on social media, the question is simple. The competition is the same like the one that we had last time. Was that last week?
No, I think it was the week before.
Yeah, it was the week before.
Yeah.
Last week it was maize brands, and today is pasta brands. Again, today is pasta brand. And the question stands as follows. Name two pasta brands produced by Namib Mills. Name two pasta brands produced by Namib Mills. Igulo FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good day. How are you?
Fine, how are you?
It's fine. I want to participate in the competition for Namib Mills.
Okay, that's good. That's wonderful. Where are you calling us from?
I'm calling from Martha. I'm calling from Ongwediva.
Martha from Ongwediva.
Yes.
So, Martha, please give us your answer.
The answer, we have two products of Namib Mills, which are pasta. Mm-hmm. We have pasta Polana and pasta King.
And pasta King.
Excuse me?
No, I'm just getting the second answer right. Pasta King, you said.
I said pasta King and pasta Polana.
All right, okay. 100%. Thank you, Martha.
All right.
Martha, just hold on for us.
But before you go, hold on while we, we're going to take you off so you can take your details.
All right.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kudite opoye ekukurile oshafafa na nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo IGL FM otuna evi toda njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshe fa omarudi dayo loka opone ushendife nawa nokumona oijamo ili nawa Ninge pata fanona, Monica ko Eagle FM, onore tatimwe bari heavy, nola natu, heavy bari no heavy. Ileko derewa, nora hetatu natu, bari o hetatu batatu, o mafelane, Eagle FM, the eye.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience more.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Martha, I think you hung up on us. And guys, just I think this is something we should have pointed out from the beginning. After giving your answer on air, please do not hang up. Just hold the line so we can take you off air, so we can take your details, because we don't wanna we don't want you giving us your phone number and your full name. While you're on air, because, well, that's basically, we don't want to provide scammers with your information. So we're going to take you off. So after you answer the questions, please do not hang up. And we continue with the competition. And one thing to just point out is that, today we're only taking five, calls.
Or we get the five right answers.
Oh yeah, we just get five. And put in mind that the question is asking for two brands. So you have to give us two pasta brands produced by Namib Mills. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Hello. Yeah, better.
Do you want to participate, madam, in the Namib Mills competition?
Yes.
Yes, madam. What is your answer?
Can I have the question again?
Name any two pasta
pasta brands produced by Namib Mills. Namib Mills pasta brand products.
We have pasta like pasta Polana.
Say it again, madam.
Pasta La Vita.
Yeah.
And pasta Polana.
100%, madam. Can you just stay on for us? Just hold the line for us so that we can quickly take your details off air.
Okay, thank you.
Please do hold the line.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number.
And welcome back. So we're still with the question here. We seem to be having a little bit of a technical issue, or it's just my tech skills losing me, because we keep, every time we go offline, we just realize that we have lost the caller. But we're going to continue. We're going to take the next caller and see if we've sorted the problem. Go ahead.
Hello.
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 Good afternoon.
Afternoon,
how are you?
I'm good.
I'm assuming you called in for the competition, for the pasta competition.
Yes.
All right. What's your name?
Esther.
Esther, where are you calling us from, Esther?
Omuthia.
Omuthia. Okay. So, do you have the question, or do you want me to repeat it for you?
No, I can just give you the answer.
All right. Please give us your answer.
It's Pasta Polana and Pasta King.
Pasta Polana.
And Pasta King.
And Pasta King.
Yes.
All right, Esther, thank you for calling in. Please do not hang up. We are just going to take you off air, and then
okay.
We can take your details.
Okay.
All right.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! IMBA just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
And coming back, dear listeners, from the quick ad break right there, and just in terms of the particular conversation, we will quickly, continue with the competition and getting into the next particular caller. We just want to ask the previous particular callers that came through, specifically Martha and Esther, just to call us back specifically so that we can have the discussion on that. However, we quickly have a short break to take and come back right after that.
Some things kind of have to be together, right? Imagine, pop, but no flakes. Never.
silver. Or a gold without a celebration. And friends, but no Tassenberg?
Now that's just not right. Tassenberg. Best together. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
Now, coming back there from the particular short ad break right there, we get back to the competition where we left off. Remember, the question is clear and simple and straightforward, and you can find it on our socials. Call us through here at 083-288-4001. It's a number most competition where you stand the chance of winning 500 big smackaroos, not 5,000, please, or 500,000. It's just 500 Namibian dollars.
It's just 500.
And
Namibian dollars in cash.
The important question today is, name any two pasta brands of Namib Mills. Let's get to the phone line.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, I just talked to you after a few minutes. I was holding for you to take my details, Martha from Ongwediva.
Thank you very much, Martha. Martha,
thank you for calling.
Just
there.
Hold on for us, please. Your particular number, please. And I'm sorry for sharing it, but
okay.
We are quickly experiencing some short technical details. It's 081
2025.
828. Thank you very much,
yes.
Martha.
2025-828. Martha Hailonga Ongwediva.
100%. Thank you very
Martha,
much.
Martha Hailonga Ongwediva. Martha, Martha, we are not going to call you to ask for money. If you receive a call from that for someone claiming to be calling from Eagle FM, that's not us.
All right.
Yeah.
100%.
Am I the winner?
Not yet, Martha. Not yet. We still
not yet. We're still running the competition.
We're
just
still running.
Just stay tuned. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
We will call you back.
All right.
Thank you.
And just to let you know, dear listeners, as mentioned, we have a short little technical issue. However, the aspect in terms of sharing your particular particulars is so that we, for the participation of competition, and obviously it's within the aspect in terms of, overall having the ability for everyone to participate. Come through at 0832888401.
Yeah. Esther, dial that number and
To give us your
join. You will come back to the competition and so we can just take your details.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine, and you, madam?
Of course, fine.
Yes, madam. Yes?
Yes?
You want to participate in the competition, madam?
Yes.
Yes, madam.
Please do.
You can give us your answer, madam. Which two... Would
you like us to repeat the question?
Yeah, you can repeat it for me, please.
All right. The question is, name two pasta brands produced by Namib Mills.
Pasta?
Yes, two pasta brands produced by Namib Mills.
This pasta Porana?
Yeah.
You say yes?
Yes, pasta Polana.
And?
And we have also Top Score.
And Top Score. And madam, your name is? And where are you calling from?
Windhoek.
You're calling from Windhoek. And you are, madam? Just your first name, please.
Ehoma NG.
Say it again, madam. E-N?
Hilma NG Angara.
Oh, Hilma.
Yes.
Angala. Thank you, Hilma. Yes. Hilma, your contact number, please. Apologies for doing this on air, but we have a slight, technical issue.
Okay. 081.
Mm-hmm.
81 again.
Mm-hmm.
72.
Mm-hmm.
00.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Hilma, when we select the successful winner, we will call you back at about 5:30. So okay. if you are the lucky winner, like the previous callers before you, will unveil the lucky winner at 5:30.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, Hilma. Thank you for calling through.
Awesome.
So, dear listeners, as you heard it right there, it's a straightforward discussion. Give us any two names of the brands, of the two brands, or multiple
pasta brands,
and it must be pasta of Namib Mills. That Namib Mills produces, and you could walk away with
$500.
Yeah, you could be the lucky new I don't want to say asset forfeiture individual, but because there's no forfeiting of any assets.
Asset forfeiture.
But it's more like an acquisition of, you know, liquid capital for some investment in analysis or aspects. Yeah. We take the next caller coming through.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, how are you?
Fine, and you, madam?
Good, it's Esther from here. I called, I gave the answer, but anyway, I was told.
Yes, 100%. Thank you, Esther, for calling back. Esther, we actually needed your number. Sorry for doing this live on air, but we've got a slight technical issue. Just so that in terms of we have all the contact details of everyone that gave us our answer. What's your number? 081?
28.
Mm-hmm.
08.
Mm-hmm.
160.
160.
Yes.
Thank you very much, Esther. So it's 2808160.
Yes.
Thank you.
Just hang on, Dwight. Esther, before you leave, could you please repeat your answers for us again? If you don't
mind.
Could you please repeat your answers for us again, if you don't mind?
It's Pastor Polana and Pastor King.
Pastor Polana and Pastor King. All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Esther. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
So, dear listeners, we've done our particular audit, internal audit itself, in terms of getting all the previous callers through. However, you can still come through. We've still got 9 minutes to go. The question is, name any two Namib Mills pasta brands. Namib Mills pasta brands. And obviously by 5:30, we'll close off the competition, whereby we will, you know, basically sort of like unveil the lucky winner who will be walking away with 500 smackaroos. Let's get the next caller coming through.
Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Oh, good afternoon, sir.
How are you doing, madam?
Fine, how are you? Yes. I just want to give the answer.
100%, madam.
Excuse me?
Yes, you may, madam.
Okay, the answer is Pasta Corona. And the second one is Pasta La Vita.
All right. So we've got Pasta La Vita and Pasta Corona.
Pasta Polana.
I think Corona.
Yeah.
All right, madam. Okay. Just hold on for me, madam. Your name is, madam?
Sister Teresia Shirongo.
All right, Sister Teresia Shirongo. We actually spoke the other time, sister, with the other competition.
Yes.
Apologies that you were not successful, sister.
No problem. I like trying. 100%,
100%. Sister, can I ask this, in terms of, you know, can you just text us your contact number and your name, to 081-200?
Let me write.
Yeah, 100%.
081. And then?
200.
200.
41.
44. Let me repeat.
Mm-hmm.
801.
Mm-hmm.
241.
Mm-hmm.
44.
100%, sister.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, sister, can you potentially just WhatsApp it? Our manager is also sitting here with us. If he likes that title, but if you can just text your details to that number, because we also now have to do that with the other participants.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you very much, sister.
I will send it through WhatsApp. Okay.
Thank you, sister. Sister, we have your answers and we've locked it down.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, sister.
Okay, bye.
Bye. So, dear listeners, there you have it. 5 minutes, 6 minutes to go. Let me not take a minute from you guys. Let's get the next caller coming through. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon.
Yes, how are you doing, sir?
I'm doing good.
Yes, you're actually our first male participant in this competition. Oh. Please feel honored, but you can hit us with your answers.
Okay, my answers are...
Mm-hmm.
Pasta King
mm-hmm.
and Pasta La Vita.
100%. Your name is?
Gerard Festus.
Gerard Festus. Is it GERHARD?
Yes.
Like Gerard?
Yes.
Okay. Gerard, can I ask you, could you just drop us a WhatsApp or a text message to the following number, because we don't want to unveil your personal contact number on here live on air, to 081. Do you have a pen close by?
Let me write it quickly. Okay. 081.
200.
200.
41.
41.
44.
44.
Yeah, so you must have 241, 44, 081 at the beginning.
Okay, thank you very much.
Just drop us a quick WhatsApp or a text message if you don't have data.
Okay, I'll WhatsApp.
100%. Thank you very much, Gerard.
Okay.
So there we go, dear listeners. So far we've had, you know, a decent amount of participants. It's about 7 so far. 5 minutes to go, guys. If you make it quick, we can still, you know, amplify this. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Just the radio who got 5 past 9, eh? And then you said I got all the answer right. And then you said I must hold for the, for you to ask me my information. What happened? But you guys, you just hang up.
Yes, madam. It's a, it seems like it's a small technical issue we've got here.
It's a technical issue on our end.
Because it immediately quickly disconnected. But I actually want you to just give us your name, madam. And then, if you could drop us a text message, with your name on it so that we can just, sort of like, be sure that we've got the right person.
To this number.
No, not this number. I'm giving you that number now, madam. But what is your name first, madam, so that we can first log in?
My name is Petrina Andima.
Petrina Andima. And Petrina?
Yes, on Facebook is Petty Pandu Andima.
100%, Petrina. Petrina, can I ask you, do you have a pen close by so you can just write down the text, the number to drop us a text message on? Or WhatsApp?
Yes, I have a pen.
Okay, so it's 081?
081?
200?
200?
41?
41?
44. 44. Yes.
081? 200?
Uh-huh.
41?
Uh-huh. 44. Yes, please.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much,
Adrian. Okay, just hang on a second. Are you still there?
Yes.
Could you repeat your answers for us again? Because we sort of like just lost it.
My answer was Pasta La Vida and Pasta Porana.
All right. Thank you very much.
100%, Petrina. Thank you a lot. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye. So guys, I know you are very excited. We're obviously not done yet. 3 minutes to go. We've got Hende here in the studio with us.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Who's our sort of like technical, you know, for now, management.
I'm just a host.
Well, you might have heard him every Sunday on the sports show, but, Hende is here with us in terms of just providing extra eyes, extra audit capacity on the competition. So it is straightforward, guys. We still have 2 minutes to go or a minute and a half because we actually took a minute. No, we took 2 minutes from the helmet.
Let's see if it'll be a woman again.
Yeah. So the question is straightforward. Name any two pasta brands of Namib Mills. I'm not going to give names. I almost said one of the answers right now. And you could walk away with 500 smackaroos if you're the successful winner after we selected at 5:30. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon, sir.
Yes, madam. How are you doing?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm all right, madam. Are you here to participate in the competition?
Yes.
Your answers, please, madam.
My answer is Pasta Polana.
Yes.
Pasta La Vita.
Pasta Polana and Pasta La Vita. And you are calling from where, madam?
I'm calling from Swakopmund.
Swakopmund. And your name, madam?
My name is Amalia Samuel.
Amalia. Yes. Samuel, you said.
Yes.
Hamalia, can I ask you one small favor? We've got a slight technical issue. Could you just drop us a text message at the following number? Do you have a pen close by?
A WhatsApp message.
Or a WhatsApp, yes, as Hende emphasizes.
Yes, just quickly hold on.
All right. Yes. Yes, it's 081.
Okay.
200.
Okay.
41.
Okay.
44.
Okay, 081.
Yes.
081.
Yes.
200.
Yes.
4.
Yes, 41.
41.
44.
44.
Yes, that should be the number. Just drop us a WhatsApp, please.
Okay, so what should I send?
Just your name. Uh-huh. And just to identify by that number, because we already have your answer.
Okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you very much, Amalia.
Okay.
So, we actually have two more minutes left, dear listeners. You can call through 081-083-401. Let's get at least two last callers coming through, guys. And let us know. Straightforward question. Name any two pasta brands of Namib Mills, and we will successfully select the winner after the next 2 minutes. Last minute.
Gentlemen, where are you? It's just the ladies calling today.
Just like last time, guys. No pressure, but just like last time.
Gender equality.
Just like last time. You can come through. Let's have a listen. Let's see your response. The opportunity is there for $500 to be won. And it's an exciting endeavor, just like the last particular engagement we had 2 weeks back.
Yeah.
I think, Ende.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
There were fascinating contributions coming through. I'll just use the word fascinating.
There's been some interesting ones today also.
I'm stealing Helmut's expression right there. I won't say much, but yeah, so far it's been the ladies, and you know, so far they've been giving us top notch answers, ne, Helmut?
Oh yeah.
Top notch. Well, we've got 12 seconds left in today's particular engagement and competition. After that, we will be going to the ad break, which will signal to you that we technically will close
the competition.
We'll be closing the competition, and it is done. And thank you to the callers and listeners that participated before this. We'll be coming back after the ad break in terms of announcing the winner after that. For more, thank you once again to the callers and the listeners that participated. For the other callers and listeners that did not participate, you know what? I don't know where you were on a Monday.
There's another one coming Thursday.
Well, look at you, Hende, you know.
This week Thursday, next week Thursday.
You know,
this week Thursday.
Okay, there's another one coming this week Thursday.
It's a good thing that we are being Father Christmas in the middle of the year. Good stuff, guys. Don't worry. You can always look forward to that one as well.
Absolutely.
Courtesy of Namib Mills, of course.
Yeah.
And on that particular note, guys, we're quickly taking a short break because, congrats to the winners, potential winner. Participants. On that note, we'll be back after this.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, and I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the eye.
Ipurane ngelo wapobwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe utete okoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana kono ngeshefa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito danjuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune uto otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi tayo loka okone ujendi penawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onora isatimwe mbali heali nola natu heali bali no heali ile kumderewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu oma filane Eagle FM the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer.
And coming back, dear listeners, and obviously we've got a lucky winner to share here. And let's get the drum roll going. Ding! And okay, Hamun.
And the winner is Helena Hongo.
And the successful winner, successful, yes, because remember there's still one particular competition to come, is Sister Teresia Shilongo with her answer of Pasta Polana and Pasta La Vita. Congratulations to Sister Teresia Shilongo. And also, I don't want to say bad luck to the other participants.
Good luck next time.
Good luck. Try again on Thursday.
There is Thursday once again.
Try luck.
Okay, Helmut. It sounds
sorry,
like
that's a little too much African movies.
But on that note, dear listeners, thank you once again to the participants to the listeners, to the callers. Let's do it again on Thursday. Helmut and I, we're enjoying this so far.
Oh, yep.
We are. We're liking it. We're also
enjoying the popularity that comes with it.
We see the gender imbalance very glaringly. But we
I wonder why that is.
It's straightforward, Henda. You can see who doesn't buy the food in the house. You can clearly see who doesn't buy food.
Yeah, that could
be. Oh, yeah, that's true.
I mean, our gender just goes like, as long as it's on the plate and as long as it's edible.
That's it.
Actually, there's also a big question mark about the edibility of things. Our gender has proven to be able to chew anything.
True. I can attest.
You're making us sound savage, dude.
Well, you know, Helmut, I'm just remembering back to my playground days on primary school, you know, when we were daring each other to swallow stones and coins and all kinds of weird stuff. So yes, our gender is really not the shining beacon of intelligence.
Yeah, but you're right though. If there is one thing this competition have proven ever since we, you know, from the first one to this one is that, our gender doesn't know a thing about the kitchen.
You're making it sound even more genderized.
Oh no,
you're supposed to say he doesn't know anything about the shopping.
Yeah, you're right.
It's not the kids.
We know how to shop. We're just not good at shopping for food. That's being clear. Look, if we were to, you know, if we're out there shopping for electronics and things like car parts and stuff, we know everything down to the serial number.
Yeah.
But when it comes to stuff of actually the things that you need to survive, we have to do better, guys.
Yeah.
We're not very good at that.
So on that particular note, guys, we'll quickly be taking a short break and we'll be giving a call to the successful winner, that obviously being Sister Teresia Shilongo, and wishing her. On that note, dear listeners, stay tuned. We'll be back right after this.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than The Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe udite opoye ekukulile oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana onongeshe.
And coming back there from the quick break, dear listeners, as promised, we've got our lucky winner on the line. Sister, are you there?
Yes.
Yes, sister. This is, you're once again joining us live here on air. Thank you for participating, and we're just, you know, indicating to the listeners and to you that you are our lucky winner of that Number Mills competition.
Thank you very much.
Sister, how do you feel?
I'm very happy because I said, let me try to go in. I'm thankful.
100%, 100%, sister.
Are you going to buy some pasta with your prize?
Where do I get that prize?
We will, we'll be in touch with you for you to come collect your prize.
Okay. Thank
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
They will call.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm very, very happy and thankful. May God bless you too.
Thank you. Thank you very much, sister. Sister, can I ask, sister, are you Catholic, sister?
Yes.
Yes, sister, you're speaking to a fellow Catholic. Thank you very much for participating, sister. Not that we are colluding here as fellow Catholics, but nonetheless, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, guest sister. And thank you for participating.
Thank you also.
Thank you, sister.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And there we go, dear listeners. The lucky caller was anticipated and was called and was engaged with. Well, we've got a phone line flashing, so let's quickly engage with the next caller. Eagle FM, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. How are you?
Fine, and you, madam?
I'm good.
Yes, madam. You want to share with us something?
Your competition is over?
Yes, it's
yes,
over.
It is.
Oh, I thought you starting from 5 o'clock?
Yes, madam, but we ended at 5:30, from 5 to 5:30.
Okay.
Thank you very much for
can
calling.
Can go back on Thursday.
Thursday, ne?
Yeah. Yeah. We've got another one running on Thursday.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, madam.
Bye.
Anyone else also want to add something, guys?
No, I'm satisfied.
You're satisfied, Ende? Helmut, are you satisfied? Since you wanted to enter, you know, sort of like somehow snake yourself in there.
Yes, close.
Don't worry, bruh. Let's wait 3 more days. 3 more days. Then it's our day. But then we'll also be having another particular day here.
Well, lucky for us, you know, finance doesn't have to call us for us to participate into winning our own salaries.
Hey, listen here, guys. It's the home run. Right. It's not mind your gap, Hawa, you know.
Look, you started it. So now the competition is closed, guys. The competition is over. And if you would like to participate, you will have to, please tune in around this time, right? HD? Around this time, on Thursday.
At 5, yeah, on Thursday.
Exactly 5 o'clock. Just, save the date and time. Thursday, this week, Thursday.
Yebo.
5 o'clock.
And we'll see each other again. Dear listeners, we're quickly taking a short break and coming back to the home run.
Yep.
Stay tuned.
Lipura nengeno wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nwe kutite opoye ekukurile. Oshafa fana nongeshe faili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwala. Onongeshe fa ya pumbwa kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evito da njuka okukwetira oipindi konu konda doi nawa nune udo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeje pa omarudi tayo loka opone ujendi fenawa nokumona oijabo ili nawa ninge pata fanona monika ko Eagle FM onore tatuimwe bali heari nola natu heari bali no heari ileko berewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu matatu omafelane Eagle FM the eye.
Yep, and welcome back. It's 15 minutes left to the hour of 6. Of course, that will bring us to the end of Home Run, but we are back to Home Run, not the competition type of Home Run. This is just a Home Run where we are back to the topic that was set at the beginning of the program, that is the nutrition discussion. And it's a significance, really. The part where we left off, I think, the part where we left off is, cluster farming. The example that I used that was observed by the National Assembly Standing Committee on Natural Resources during their fact-finding mission to Ethiopia. I think that was last year, where they discovered that where they basically went to look at how the Ethiopians were practicing agriculture. And from the audio that we listened earlier on, one thing that was pointed out was that the discussion of nutrition is nutritional agricultural practice is not something that we should leave to large scale commercial farmers, but we are advised to basically to go all hands on deck. We shouldn't leave it all to commercial farmers. Because it's one of those things that's we shouldn't centralize it.
Yeah.
I think that's the point that the gentleman was trying to make.
Mm-hmm.
Because if it's centralized, then we are going to see what experience the same problem that we have now, that is rural to urban migration, which is putting a strain on urban resources.
Mm-hmm.
Here's an interesting fun fact from the NTP6. Because remember, this nutrition discussion was based upon what role would agriculture play?
Yeah.
Because before you can speak about nutrition, you've got to obviously look at supply, the supply side of things.
Yeah.
They cite here that due to the country's, wrong paragraph.
This is, you're reading from NDP6 now?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they give a situational analysis there.
Mm-hmm.
They say that about 70% of Namibians derive livelihoods from livestock and crop value chains. So it obviously describes both the commercial and the communal settings.
Yeah.
So as to cluster both together. The second thing that they highlight is that the importance of achieving or attaining adequate basic agriculture inputs. So we're talking about seeds, fertilizers, machinery, irrigation systems, animal feeds, veterinary medicines for increased production. Because the basic thing is here is that you've got to look after for animals, improve the animal's quality of life.
Sure. And then animal health.
Or animal health, yes. Yeah. Because if I say quality of life now, then the animals might start owning properties and going to jobs and demand for education.
You're becoming me, dude.
So animal health. And then the second scenario is the aspect in terms of that a Ministry of Health Auditor General report that looked at 2.5 of the SDG. Ensuring that you look after the environment and ensuring that you are, that you can achieve food security.
Mm-hmm.
Reason being that it's a particular audit report that sort of like gives us a scene of what is currently happening.
Mm-hmm.
What level can we reach that SDG 2 of zero hunger?
Mm-hmm.
And if you look at NDP 6 lays out what we should be doing. So there's a scenario of building from that report that you and I already looked at, Helmut, to a scenario of the next 5 years. So this report spoke about historical, what has been happening.
Mm-hmm.
And NDP 6, which is policy, obviously say, we've got to do this. So it probably highlights seeds, fertilizers, machinery, irrigation systems, and animal feeds.
It's saying that that's what we need to achieve.
Yeah.
The
importance of these things, and it probably highlights that these things must be central to scale up production.
Mm-hmm. See, here's what I don't get about like NDP6 in general, like those things that they mentioned. Now you said seeds. What else?
Seeds, fertilizer.
Feed.
And veterinary supplies.
Why doesn't it say in there, like, what is the current level of those things now? Like in the, on a national level.
They indicate a baseline.
Do they say?
Yeah, they indicate a baseline total here. Because they say, baseline is, for example, let's say it's the percentage of domestic production of agri inputs.
Mm-hmm.
They say it's zero. Those four things that I mentioned. Those
so right inputs, now we're at zero.
At zero. But where they want to be in 2030 is at 65. Now, if you're asking me what's the zero and the 65 is that it's a percentage.
Mm-hmm.
So there is no local supply of seed, fertilizer, feed, and veterinary supplies.
As we speak now.
As we speak now, from mm-hmm. 2024.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you look at the other particular indicators above it, they say percentage of crop value change contribution to GDP stands at 2.1%.
Right now.
Right now.
And they want it to be where?
At 4% in 2030.
Okay.
And if you look at livestock value chains contribution to the GDP, it stands at 2.5%.
Mm-hmm.
And they also want it to be at 4%. If you look at percentage of food requirements locally produced, it stands at 60%. Mm-hmm. They want to make it 80% mm-hmm. by then. And the last two ones are actually a little bit more tangible. So if you look at these hectares of large-scale farms developed for food production, it stands at 11,200 hectares.
Mm-hmm.
They want to increase it to 130,000 hectares.
It stands at 11,000. They want to increase to 130.
Yeah.
So 10 times.
10 times, yes.
Wow.
Slightly more than 10 times.
Yeah.
And the value of export of strategic crops from Namibia is at 1.9 billion and they want to reach 2.8 billion Namibian dollars, mm-hmm. not US dollars. It's Namibian dollar value. The tricky thing here is a discussion of this says we want to get there.
Yeah.
So I've outlined situational analysis, the targets that they want to achieve,
mm-hmm.
which form like sub goals.
Mm-hmm.
The strategies they indicate here is specific ones like strengthen domestic agriculture input supply and innovation.
Okay, even that one.
Yeah.
My thing is strengthen, what is it? Strengthen agriculture inputs and?
And innovation systems.
And innovations.
Yeah.
My question is how? What is the plan to do that? That's what I feel like, these documents don't really get into.
Well, they just use the word national investment.
Exactly. What does that mean?
And agro research and innovation.
From where? Like, is that at UNAM? Is that at NUST?
Exactly.
Is there like programs put in place like that? That's what I want to know about these
particular discussions.
Yeah. When it comes to NDP6, when it comes to the, Swabo Party Manifesto implementation plan, like, okay, like the headlines are nice, but now like,
how do we get to the ground?
How do we get there? Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this thing, basically, if you look at it, you know, you are looking at an all roads lead to Rome scenario. It's one of those things that, whatever you are going to implement, you're going to have to, it's going to take you back to, you know, to what, Henry just pointed out. It's going to take you the direction of research and investment. Of research and development.
Yeah.
Again, you know, if I can just use, Albania energy example.
Mm-hmm.
We can't just when we were talking about Albania's green energy, you know, a green energy initiative, it was very easy for them to accomplish because they have a lot of surface water, so the mm-hmm. which they harnessed because about I think 80 to 90% of their energy is coming from hydroelectricity, which is very green.
Mm-hmm.
Copying and pasting that scenario will be disastrous. Obviously, we'll have a step to look in terms, you know, if we want to invest in energy, we first have to look at what are Namibian strengths, because we don't have a lot of surface water that we can exploit the way that Albania. But what do we have? What do we do that we can? What do we have? in terms of energy generation that we can exploit. And then you see that we have a lot of sunlight in comparison, and we have a lot of wind in comparison. And these are the things that we're exploiting, which is why we're talking about the whole, green hydrogen.
Yeah.
I think with agriculture, it's pretty much the same thing. We first have to look at the environment, what type of practice that we would want to, that we want to train people into, be it crop farming or animal husbandry. Mm-hmm. And then, or something that, that works for an ordinary Namibian.
Yeah.
Because if you talk about, okay, now let's boost agriculture, everyone needs, a fancy John Deere tractor. How many of them can afford it?
Exactly.
Yeah.
But it's not, you remember what happened to the John Deere discussion?
Oh, yeah.
Is it going to be a state-of-the-line thing that's going to cost the similar price of a new car? Or is it going to be a discussion of, oh, no, it's the ones that are just basic manual operated and you just drive and plow.
That's another question is if they don't make it anymore, where are you going to get the parts?
But here's the funny thing. It's a good thing that Hende mentioned in terms of what agency, what is the actual footpath. Because remember, strategy says, my strategy is about, I'm going to walk from here to the gate to reach the gate or to reach the street.
Mm-hmm.
But the question is never about, now along the way, are you going to stop and look at something?
Yeah.
Are you going to look into the kitchen? Are you going to you're going to first go to the toilet? Is there any other deviations, or is it just straightforward?
Exactly.
Because here's one thing that they mentioned that has been mentioned a lot in those strategies. Revitalizing strategic agricultural value chains. You asked, how does it happen? They indicated here to launch an initiative.
They said revitalizing.
Yeah,
revitalizing. So meaning there's existing chains that...
Or there's existing infrastructure, for example.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you've got... Okay, AgriBoostev apparently doesn't exist anymore. So that only leaves AMTA.
Mm-hmm.
Nah? So what it would mean is, let's for example say, repositioning how... And I'm just using AMTA as an example. So if anyone from AMTA is listening, you're just an example. Let's say AMTA then plays a supply role.
Yeah.
Instead of playing an active distribution role.
Mm-hmm.
But a supply role is also a distribution role. Because there was also the discussion of playing a market access point role.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that changes. They also note here the initiative will be launched is to achieve a growth in output and market share. Now, output speaks about you already have an inflow of the produce or inflow of the product.
Mm-hmm.
And the output speaks of you are just distributing and literally just, let's say you are connecting to a supply chain.
Mm-hmm.
That's already there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've already seen how the supply chains work in Namibia when it comes to like fruits and veggies. All the companies, that's now the food retailers, buy from the same distributors. And those are relationships that are built.
Mm-hmm.
It's not as easy as saying, hey, Dwight, bring your potatoes, or hey Hende, bring your cabbages, or hey Helmut, bring your tomatoes. We've got this wonderful entity now that will distribute it for you.
Yeah.
You will ask, okay, what's the price that they're going to offer it for me? Because these are my overheads. And I feel that my potatoes, because it's this kind of a, I didn't realize, guys, that there are different types of potato variants.
Yeah, of course.
That was when I did that my Sunday morning take discussion about the potato itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Firstly, my Sunday morning show looked a bit weird 2 weeks back because I was talking about potatoes. But Helmut, there are like thousands. There's a potato, World Potato Research Center. Is it Peru or Bolivia? One of the two countries.
Yeah, I expected it to be.
Where potato come from?
Yeah.
Comes from.
Yeah.
And there are thousands of variants.
Of potatoes.
Of potato.
With different climatic, climates that they can grow in.
Yeah. So and some were obviously.
The type of potatoes we can't have here, and there are those that might do just
might,
fine.
Yeah. So that means that if you are now a person that produces a specific potato variant, you say and you show up and you say, hey, listen, I've got this potato. I believe my potato because no one else grows this potato.
Mm.
I need to have $10 a potato that I'm producing.
Mm-hmm.
But your harvest is like 1 ton.
Yeah.
It's like 1 ton. It's not even like 20 ton or 10 ton, it's 1 ton of something. And your cabbages, let's say your cabbages are the smaller variants, and mm-hmm. everyone thinks that you're selling us the big one, mm-hmm. and you're asking, no, I want $20 a pop of cabbage.
Mm-hmm. Gentlemen, we have a commercial break before we come back and basically wrap up and sign off and hand over to business and economic segment. If you just tuned in, this is Home Run with Helm Dwight and Eddie.
With either a non-alcoholic Heineken, Savannah, Vintook Original, or Vintook Lemon, let's cheers to connecting, to moments shared and good vibes, anytime, anywhere. Grab one of our great tasting non-alcoholic beers or ciders. Easy to connect, easy to enjoy. Not for persons under the age of 18. Enjoy responsibly.
And welcome back. The time is 6 o'clock on the dot. Where are you?
So, it depends obviously on also what this materializes in, because to say mm-hmm. initiative,
variety.
Is it an initiative from me, the producer, mm-hmm. or from whatever entity or initiative is going to be here? Is it an initiative in terms of saying, hey, listen, we're going to connect you to the mainstream market? Mm-hmm. Because how I view the mainstream market is that it's to the food retailers, you know, as far as possible, as wide coverage as possible, because that's most the market
yeah.
that the farmers want. Then there's a funny thing. Remember, guys, I'm sharing with you something that has not come back as yet since 2024 last year. NCRST, because they've got the Biosafety Council,
mm-hmm.
which has to do with anything genetically modified, especially when it comes to seeds
yeah.
and stuff, which get the importation of these things and the presence of these things in Namibia in the agro scene.
Yeah.
I have not seen the public engagements after the one that I attended,
mm-hmm.
how far that has been, supposedly because there's a specific section on seeds that they had to amend in the Act, the Biosafety Act.
Mm-hmm.
How far that potentially has been or has come. Remember, when an act has to be changed, it has to, just help me, Helmut, does it have to go through Parliament again? The amendment of an act?
Definitely.
Specifically when it has to do with...
Yeah. Okay, I think so, but I'm not sure. So don't
I mean, no, that I one. Would think
yeah.
so.
Yeah, because this has to do literally with an economic sector. This yeah. is not a public sector, so it's not like a ministry can come and promote its changes.
Mm-hmm.
This is NCRST that has to change a part of the Biosafety Act, which is some of the acts falling under its particular mandate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, seeds, remember, are the opposite of environmental management in Namibia, because Minister of Environment, like the Auditor General report on agriculture,
mm-hmm.
Minister of Environment has the mandate to preserve and mm-hmm. conserve.
Mm-hmm.
And agriculture has now the mandate of production
mm-hmm.
and ensuring that, you know, food security is achieved. If GMOs do not fall in line with Minister of Environment,
Environment's mandate.
With the Environmental Management Act, then we've got another loggerheads.
Yeah.
So anything in this strategy, like you said, can potentially still have snags, creaks, cracks, yeah. somewhere down the line.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and it's some of these things that we forget, because there are so many acts out there that you just realize on a one good Sunday, oh my goodness, this act impacts this thing. And exactly. this act comes here.
It's like with the, I'm thinking of two now, the hydrogen one.
Yeah.
That one hasn't been, you know, we don't have one yet.
There's no act there yet.
The whole AI thing, we don't have one there yet.
Yeah.
We don't have data protection. We don't have cybersecurity.
Data protection,
as well.
Cybersecurity.
We've
AI.
Got a cyber response team that functions on a bill that still needs to be updated.
They're not mm-hmm. functioning. If it's a bill, they're not functioning.
Hey, you know, Grand CEO. I'm not going to mention her name. She might be listening. She loves using that sentence.
If you showed up in court and just told the judge that, well, I'm here to prosecute someone based on the bill that's still under discussion, the judge, first of all, is going to laugh at you.
Yeah, because he's going to go like, nice joke.
Nice. Now, what? Why are you really here? Now, let's be serious.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's going to be very tricky. But, we have just a couple of minutes to wrap up. This discussion, you know, like you and I, Dwight pointed out, is going to bring us back to the conclusion that was drawn by the report on the Minister of Agriculture by the Office of the Auditor, Office of the Auditor General. That's, well, the Minister of Environment has the mandate to protect the environment, and the Ministry of Agriculture is having the mandate to, among others, help us alleviate food insecurities, insecurity in the country. That means, that means mass cultivation of land. The methods in which this land is also cultivated, can mean either lightening the burden of the burden on the Minister of Environment to do their job, or worsening that burden with the use of a lot of synthetic, whether it's insecticide or fertilizer. Now, here's the thing, though. And one thing, on the drought hotspots report that you guys did, last week. One thing that was pointed out is that, we are also in that area that can easily be, drought stricken. So,
and they say that some of the strategies is about having climate smart and agri efficient and water efficient.
Water efficient. Climate smart, water efficient. That's very easy to say, in the very same way that we are saying with the energy transition. You can generate green energy, but technologically, in terms of technological advancement, if you look at it from the angle of, from the angle of efficiency and reliability, we are just not there yet. So that's the problem with that. That's the problem we have with energy. And right now, it will be very difficult. I mean, you attended such event last year. It will be very difficult to convince a commercial farmer, for example, that's using, inorganic fertilizer or insecticide. And it's working for them to produce the type of produce that they produce at that quantity for them to save the market, for them to to switch from to switch from what's working to what might work.
Yeah, no, it's interesting times ahead.
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean,
Okay. I have a closing question.
Yeah.
Unless you wanted to say something now.
No. Let because I've been speaking enough, bro.
The NDP 6, when it comes to NDP 5, do we know, has there been an analysis done on what was, what the targets of NDP 5 were and, what was actually achieved in real life?
Now, you see, that interesting thing, I had to leave at 1 o'clock when that presentation was done.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
Because what happened was, back in last year, National Planning Commission was busy doing stakeholder engagements. And then they came to us, COMAS, here in Windhoek. And we had, and it was actually interesting. The presentation should actually have started with what NDP 5 has achieved. And we floated from there to sort of we want your inputs. And then we were told as the audience, because now we must know all the Windhoekers that were sitting there, at 2 o'clock, we will share what is happening with NDP, where NDP 5 has achieved what. And then I had to come to the studio at that time. What I can share was some of the key things that were announced then by the Deputy Director General of the NPC. He's still there. He indicated that they had to wait for this year to finish.
For 2025 to finish.
For 2025 to finish before NDP 6 can be launched. So it seemed like the new administration under President Nandi Ndaitwa was sort of like, let's not even wait. Because NDP 5 ended end of 2023. Then they had to wait for, what's his name? Harare Prosperity Plan 2 to also finish.
Okay.
And that was supposed to be at the end of this year. And then NDP 6 kicks in next year. But now technically started it early. Because he also mentioned at the same engagement, NDP 6 would be the longest. It would have ended in 2031.
Not 2030. Okay.
So now we obviously see that President Nandi Ndaitwa went and said, you know what, guys, let's position it as a 5-year thing. Let's stick to the 5-year scenario. That's obviously what we can see. Obviously, it was with much fanfare Because the economists that I spoke to last week, they all highlighted, it seems like there is notable positivity.
Mm-hmm.
We just have to look at the steps that are taking place, measure them in terms of what we have on this document, and then see how things go.
Mm-hmm.
Because to use the term, there is an initiative that will come to connect the dots for you. From where?
That's my question. Yeah, exactly.
From where? Yeah. Is it going to be NCRST? Because I answered part of that question for you.
Mm-hmm.
We have to know from NCRST, is there a discussion on that Biosafety Act? Second thing is, how will Ministry of Agriculture, now that it has fisheries in it, because remember fisheries is way at the bottom in one of the other pillars of the NDP 6.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not even in the same pillars. This first pillar of economic growth, mm-hmm. which focused greatly on agriculture.
Yeah.
It's not even here. And there's manufacturing there. In fishing. There's manufacturing in fishing.
Exactly, exactly.
Don't worry, guys, it's not doom and gloom. We're just analyzing it. Because actually, in some cases, Hamut, we've actually somehow been proven the opposite. Some of the develops that have taken place.
Now, my fear is we're going to end up with a silencing of the gun scenario.
No. No. I've got a little bit more, what do they call that thing? Optimism.
Optimism?
Yeah, because I don't know what it is. Yeah. I cannot translate it for the listeners.
Yeah.
But there has been this weird optimism since the start of this year.
Yeah.
Literally after the elections court case, the presidential election court case at the electoral court, when it ended, it's like a vibe change. Just like this. I'm now using some weird international phrase. I don't know what this vibe is. I really don't know, guys.
We'll see if it translates.
Yeah.
To the people and to the economy, I guess.
Yeah, it'll have to.
Unless you guys have something to,
You want us to cannibalize BES? Well, we can do it.
That basically brings us to the end of Homerun.
For today, guys.
Until tomorrow, same time, same place from me. You all have a good one.
And on my side, dear listeners, stay tuned for the next program to come after the break, and we'll see each other again, same time, same place.